This is Morning Edition. I'm Eric Hodge. North Carolina public schools are getting letter grades for the first time. More than two-thirds of schools got C's and below, and only about 5% got the highest mark. Of the schools that didn't do well, most have high populations of students living in poverty. Rima Crace reports.
At Allen Middle School in Greensboro, 93% of students receive free or reduced-price meals. The preteens roam the bright hallways with inspirational quotes plastered all over the walls. There's Henry Ford, Babe Ruth, Picasso.
I'm a motivational coach. That's what you do when you work in a school. You motivate.
Principal Sheila Gorham loves quotes.
You're encouraged. Strive not to be a success, but rather to be of value.
That's from Albert Einstein. Earlier this week, the quote of the day was from Martin Luther King.
A man can't ride your back unless he's bent. Martin Luther King. So straighten up. So you don't have to worry about people fussing and doing whatever. Straighten up.
Straightening up. That's exactly what Allen Middle School has been trying to do. Students here have been performing so poorly that 2 years ago, the district rehired every single position, down to the custodians.
I call it refresh. To just sort of tap into more the potential that the district felt that was in the school.
And they did refresh. Students made more improvement on their tests last year than what the state expected. But even so, the high-poverty school didn't get a good grade. Their test scores are relatively low. When asked what grade the school should get...
It was up to me. I would give us, I would say a B.
But the school got a D. About 29% of public schools in North Carolina got D's and F's.
These grades are not as bad as many people thought they would be, and they're not as good as we want them to be.
That's State Superintendent June Atkinson. Most schools got C's, and only about 5% got A's. The grades are calculated by how well students do on end-of-grade tests and, to a lesser degree, how much they improve.
When parents and others see their school's letter grade, I hope they will dig deeper and ask these questions. How is my child doing? Is he or she learning and growing?
Atkinson says the single letter grades minimize how much students have grown, especially low-income kids. More than 75% of public schools met or exceeded their growth expectations.
The only thing that these grades tell us is where the poor children go to school and where the rich children go to school.
Lynn Shoemaker is a former teacher with the advocacy group Public Schools First NC. She says the grades don't reflect poverty or budget cuts.
It doesn't reflect their fewer classroom teacher assistants or the enormous class size that lack basic resources like textbooks and desks.
But that's part of the reason why Republican state lawmakers, like Senator Jerry Tillman, say this grading system is so important, to know which schools to help out.
And everybody understands a simple system of A through F. It's a good barometer.
Tillman co-sponsored the legislation that created this grading system. It was first championed by Senate Leader Phil Berger a few years ago, but the whole idea sprang from former Florida Governor Jeb Bush. Senator Tillman says he's open to giving growth more weight in the future.
I think we ought to give more credit for a system that can grow its students rather than just the achievement level. But it tells us a lot. The A's through the F's will tell a parent a lot.
To parent Natasha Pace at Allen Middle School in Greensboro, it's discouraging.
Now it feels like we took 5 steps forward to take 4 steps back. Because we felt so good about our growth. We felt so good that we were doing so much better than before. And then now you tell us, what you did was not good enough.
Every parent at Allen Middle School will get a letter letting them know how their school did. So will every other parent at schools that earned D's and F's. Rima Crace, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.